Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Chicago. let you know that my foot is a little sore, so that's why I'm moving a little slow. I'm hoping that with the sore foot, it slows me down a little bit. I walk fast, I talk fast, so I'm hoping that the sore foot will allow me to talk a little slower so you guys can grasp everything. Again, my name is Tarnika Manning. Today we're going to talk about a program evaluation we did just to see how we can reduce the no-show rate for mammogram appointments for a particular neighborhood here in Chicago. I have no relations to disclose. All right, so we're going to go over a couple of different things today with this presentation. We have a few learning objectives that are associated with it. I'll give you a quick background of the Metropolitan Chicago Breast Cancer Task Force and the work we do here in Chicago, as well as the purpose and the significance of the program evaluation that we conducted and the methodology that we use, as well as some of the results that we found and next steps that we identified. Okay, so we will discuss disparities in breast cancer mortality rates among African American women. Less barriers to screening for African American women and underserved communities, and identify solutions to improve screening rates in high risk areas. All right, so just to go give you a quick background of the task force. In 2007, there was a report that was released showing that in 1980, there were equal rates of mortality among white women and black women, but as the years went along, mortality gap grew. So around 2000, African American women were dying at a rate that was about 60%, and as we got to 2005, it increased to 116%. So it was definitely alarming to people here in Chicago. They got a group of community leaders, health advocates, and researchers and healthcare professionals to come and talk about how we can reduce those barriers to getting those women to survive breast cancer diagnosis. And one of the there were several recommendations that came from that meeting, but one of the recommendations that was most important was the formation of the task force. And the task force works to address those barriers and those recommendations that came out of that meeting. So the task force does this through research, informal reports, community outreach, advocacy to improve increased government and private funding for affordable mammography and cancer treatment. And with generous funding from both Avon Foundation and Susan G. Komen, the doors of the task force opened in 2008. All right, so as I mentioned, the disparity gap grew as the years went along from 1980 to 2000. So this is just a graph to show. The first one is just Chicago. The second graph shows Chicago compared to the national average. And national average is the one in white. And we also wanted to compare our mortality rates to a more comparable city like New York City. And as you can see, New York has been gray, and they have virtually no disparity in New York. So that is very discerning. Again, New York City and Chicago are not the same, but they're very, very, very similar. And again, it was alarming to see why in New York are they not having disparities. One thing we found that where you live matters here in Chicago. The map shows where American College of Radiologists Breast Imaging Centers of Excellence are located in the city. The pink ribbons represent where the Centers of Excellence are located. The pink shade area are neighborhoods with high mortality rates among African American women, and the gray shade area are areas of high mortality among non-African American women. Women who reside closer to the cancer centers of excellence have a better chance to survive a cancer diagnosis with So again, like I said, this is the program evaluation of a program that we focused on in here in our neighborhood here in Chicago. And one of the main things that we wanted to do is be able to identify the barriers that were inhibiting screening utilization in this high-risk population group. And again, the significance of that is because in Chicago, Black women are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer than their white counterparts. So just to give you a little background about the program that we were evaluating, it was called Screen to Live. Screen to Live began in 2012 as a community-based education, navigation, and quality improvement program focused in the Englewood neighborhood. It targeted medically underserved, uninsured African-American women aged 40 and over for mammography screening. The goal of the program was to educate 400 women throughout various community-based breast cancer forums and navigate 200 of those women to high-quality and affordable screening services. And then, if necessary, detect cancer in its earliest, most treatable stages and facilitate resources for diagnostic exams and treatment as needed. To meet the goals and objectives of this initiative, the task force partnered with two facilities in the Englewood neighborhood, one community hospital and then one city clinic, to refer women to receive mammograms. The task force also partnered with one community hospital that was just north of the Englewood neighborhood. All right, so just to also give you just a little background of the neighborhood that we were targeting. The Englewood neighborhood was selected based on its high breast cancer mortality rates, high population of African Americans, low mammography screening rates, lack of widespread comprehensive community-based breast cancer initiatives in the neighborhood, and the willingness of mammography providers to engage in mammography quality improvement. 98% of the neighborhood is African American, and data on age-adjusted mortality rates for breast cancer in Chicago communities place Englewood in the top 80th percentile for the city. In addition, the target service area is categorized by high rates of poverty and unemployment, low education, and high disease burden. So I don't know if any of you have actually been watching the news here in Chicago, but if you have, you might have saw last night that there were quite a bit of shootings in the city, and there were most of them were concentrated in this particular neighborhood in Englewood, and there were two that were very devastating. There were two young people dying, one being a 9-year-old little boy, and then a 20-year-old aspiring model. So it is definitely a neighborhood of need. So Screenland was very successful in the first year. During the first year, there were 1,743 women that received educational materials, and 150 of those women received mammograms. Preparing for the second year, the task force set a goal to reduce the number of women who scheduled appointments but did not show up. The no-show rate for the first year was approximately 50%. To reduce the no-show rate, we wanted to identify what was the actual problem and barriers that were causing those women to not show up for their appointments. So just go briefly over the methodology for the program evaluation. We identified women who were listed as no-shows in our database, and we sent out letters to just request them to participate in a focus group discussion. There were a total of 22 women who signed up for the two focus group sessions. The focus group discussions were held at a church in Englewood, which is very important to make sure that you want to continue making the women feel comfortable. There was one morning session at 10 a.m. and then one evening session at 6 p.m., which we wanted to do to accommodate the schedules of all the women who were screening the participants. Each session was 1 hour. Again, we provided refreshments and to encourage them to participate. Before we began the discussion, the women were asked to sign in and complete a consent form. Both discussions recorded for transcription purposes. The women were asked a series of questions based on the knowledge and perception of mammograms, breast cancer, and the medical facility in their neighborhood. The questions also asked about their experience working with program staff and medical facility staff, as well as how they found out about Spring Live. As they completed the focus group discussion, they all received a $25 gift card. Both discussions were manually transcribed using descriptive coding, and the transcriptions were reviewed to identify a common theme. The data was coded based on the keywords and concepts. So we had a couple things that popped out during our review of results. One of the main things that was concerning to us is that when the discussion started, many of the women mentioned that they actually received a mammogram. So there were a lot of people who marked as no-show but actually did receive a mammogram. So we had some reporting issues of our own. Another was fear and anxiety. Fear was a huge issue because women know people who went through cancer. And then just general lack of time. And also many of the women had a negative perception of the facilities that we were partnering with. There were several things that came out through those focus group discussions. So under the category of fear and anxiety, the main thing included physical pain associated with getting a mammogram. Many also discussed the fear of being diagnosed with cancer. One of the participants said, "My mom had ovarian cancer, so I wasn't worried about having the mammogram more so having cancer. Sometimes it's genetics. Like I said, I have had my first one when I was 17 because I had a physical and I had a lump. The lump was benign, but who's to say it wouldn't have formed into cancer?" The possible financial burden associated with getting screened as well as treatment procedures associated with cancer diagnosis caused additional fear and anxiety. Many women discussed having to choose between taking care of their home versus their health. Others discussed negative feelings towards the healthcare facility and medical system in general. The major themes were past experiences at one of the community hospitals in particular. Poor customer service was associated with many of the negative feelings mentioned. One of the participants shared her experience at the community hospital. She said, I will go back to Blank Hospital. Blank Hospital is a color hospital. They let me sit in the waiting room for 8 hours before I delivered my baby. I won't go back there. I was in the ambulance and my baby's head was coming out. I ended up delivering my baby in the waiting room. In addition to the negative experience with the community hospital, there was an overall mistrust of the healthcare system. Many didn't feel the healthcare system cared about them. One participant said, "I feel like most of their doctors are trying to get the money from the Medicaid and Medicare. That's just not breast cancer, that's all stuff. They should police the healthcare providers a little more." Many other women mentioned that they had many other obligations that prevented them from attending the initial appointment. Family, community, and church commitments were the main issues for keeping original appointments. The women also discussed having conflicts with their work and school schedule. With all the stuff that we heard, there were a lot of positive outcomes that we found out. Many of the women mentioned that they know the importance of having the mammogram. They also were clearly aware that they needed to have the mammogram on a regular basis. They also mentioned having positive experience working with our project staff. They appreciated the reminders and follow-up calls that we provided them, and the group also appreciated having useful programs like Screen to Live that focus in the Englewood neighborhood. They discussed many programs that came and collected data but didn't help the community. So there were several implications that we pulled from the program evaluation. One suggestion is to have someone from the neighborhood health clinic and hospital available to talk to women as they were signing up for a Screen to Live. We know that other screening promotion programs have included healthcare professionals in the outreach process, so maybe just bringing a mam tag along as we're doing our outreach efforts to encourage the women to sign up, and so they can walk them through the process to let them know how things were going to happen during the mammogram. We also wanted to make sure we shared the findings with our partner facilities so that they can create their own quality improvement plan. one of the suggestions was just making sure that their staff greeted the women with a simple hi. Hi goes a long way for a lot of women, as long as they feel welcome and and wanted to go through the process at that facility. And again, we had our own internal issues with reporting. I wanted to ensure that we were collecting data and entering it so that we were having accurate results. All right, so I just want to give a quick announcement to VNA, who generously funded this project. And I also wanted to acknowledge the, I think, that's for staff in the back of the room. we have all our outreach and our Chicago Breast Cancer Quality Consortium staff as well that are back there. If you guys have any questions, they'll be more than willing to answer those questions. We also have our website, which is the ChicagoBreastCancer.org. If by chance some questions pop up at the end, you can always email us at info@ChicagoBreastCancer.org. Give our offices a call at 312-942-3368. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. So if you want to learn more about us, just Google us. We'll probably pop up the first thing. So I want to thank you all. And again, I hope you enjoy your stay here in Chicago.